Hey, thought I'll find you here. Everyone in the group thought something bad happened to you, but nope, you're here drunk again. Seriously, we're on a job from one of the Dukes and here you are drinking away. What happened? Did someone broke up with you? Okay, let's just get you sobered up. This job we undertook is an important one. I'll buy us a room, just stay right there, okay? Okay, good. I got us a small room. Come on. I'll carry you if you need it. Just put your arm around my shoulder. By the goddess, are you serious? You got everyone worried sick. We thought a demon might have snatched you up. Excuse me? You're calling me a demon? Sorry that I don't look like a typical paladin, and that I have more of a sense of fashion than my colleagues. You're lucky that I'm not a wizard, or I would splash water on your face. And for your information, this attire is due to the covenant to my goddess. I had to wear almost all black. Whatever, just sit your butt on the bed, and I'll get a healing spell ready. How you feeling? Just lay down. It'll take a few minutes for it to fully take into effect. Just how many did you drink tonight?
9?
I hope you have enough money to pay for all of that because the group isn't covering for your butt again. Whatever. You probably seduce a bartender anyways for free drinks. Well, it's my role in the group, isn't it? To be the mom that keeps the group together and make sure that everyone is safe and sound. I guess I am a bit of a stick in the mud. Sure. You cause a lot of trouble for us, but you keep us entertained and the morale high in the group. I wouldn't know what to do if something bad happened to you. Yeah, it's a surprise, isn't it? That a stiff paladin like me is worried for someone else. I mean, I have to keep up this rough exterior to help with the morale too. We all play a role in this party. Without each pillar, the group will collapse. That's why I can't let you go. I mean, I can't let you get hurt. Everyone else in the group cares a lot about you. Especially our fighter and monk. You three are always the triple threat, but so powerful together. Just want to make sure you're feeling all right. Let me check your forehead. You seem to be doing fine. I'm just worried as all, for your health. Flirting with the goth girl again, huh? Try all you want, but this girl isn't budging. Hey, I will give you that, for trying your shots with me. That's what I always find so appealing about you. You always try, even if it fails. Well, what do you think that means, huh? You're smart enough to figure that one out. You want me to confirm it? All right, but I'm not repeating it. So be sure to listen closely, all right? I do have a crush on you, silly. More than anything, I've grown very fond of you. What? Why are you so shocked? Hey, keep your mouth closed. You might have a fly land in your mouth. But yes, I've grown very attached to you for the past year. Shocking, I guess. Somehow you managed to make this gothic paladin feel something for once. Yeah, I finally got a heartbeat. You never will ever let go of that joke, huh? But you do make me really happy. What about you? Are your feelings mutual? If not, that's fine. It won't affect our friendship or party dynamic. I'm a big girl. I can deal with a mini heartbreak if you don't feel the same for me. Oh. Well, the feeling is mutual then. So, does that mean we're a thing now? Or... Your girlfriend, huh? Sorry. My face is just getting a little red from that. But it does make me really happy. Oh, the group? I can just send them a message later to tell them that I found you and we're resting at a tavern to make sure you're feeling better for the job. Don't want you starting to throw up in the middle of it. Oh, yeah, the room is small. I wasn't expecting us to stay here for the night. And there's one bed. Perfect. Ugh, sounds like that one smut novel that the monk kept around with her all the time. Well, I guess since we're lovers now, I don't mind sharing a bed with you. If you don't mind as well. Cool. Just let me take off my armor first. Feel so stuffy in here. Oh, feel so free at last. Now scoot over. Finally a nice bed and not some dirt flooring for once. Sorry. Just my back has been killing me for a whole month. So, do you maybe wanna cuddle? Feels so long since I've last held someone like this. When was the last time? Maybe like 3 years ago. Yeah, an old lover. But who cares about them? We're together now. Just you and me. I do want to ask you, are you okay with the kiss as well? Oh, your lips are just how I imagine it. Oh, you got some black lipstick on you. I got you. There we go. Oh, who knew that I'll be confessing to you at a bar? Last place I would expect. True. Better now than never. Probably was really unexpected for me. I guess with my cold exterior, it's hard to read me or even know what I was thinking that whole time. But if you're curious what started this whole emotional roller coaster for me, and what made me realize my feelings for you was when we visited that one city. Well, okay. It's that one city where you gave me that flower. The City of Flowers. Everyone had a partner for the festival, and I was sticking out like a sore thumb. Just a tall, dark, gothic, and brooding woman who just scares anyone across her path. I was prepared that no one really wanted me. And then there's you. You just handed me that flower there and told me that I'm a beautiful woman. It might seem kind of silly, but I still kept that flower you gave me. I dried it and kept it as a bookmark. Yeah. It's been my paladin tomb, actually. It's really embarrassing to admit. What's that? You find this side of me adorable. Ugh, please stop teasing me. It's really embarrassing. I'm supposed to be this motherly figure who is really protective, and here I am being teased and called adorable by you. Ugh, so much emotions are wrapping around my head. And that one joke that you always tell the whole group and about me? About me being a vampire and having no heartbeat? Or how cold I am with every encounter we met? Honestly, does feel like it's the first time I felt a beat in my cold heart. Well, I'm not saying I'm a vampire, but I'm just saying metaphorically, you make me feel alive. Yeah. And you alone giving me that flower. It did make me really happy. My whole life, I thought I'll be alone for the rest of my life. And I was prepared for that. But you? You maybe want to give love another try. What about you? How did you develop a crush on this brooding woman like me?
So, you have a preference, huh? I'm guessing my muscle and height played a huge factor. I always thought you prefer someone around your size. Who knew you want a gigantic woman towering over you? I'll be sure to keep a note of that. And wanting to climb me like a tree. I don't know how effective that will be in battle. A pickup line? Sweetie, you know that I was mostly raised in a church, right? I don't know these type of slangs or hookup culture. You're willing to teach a woman of the goddess all these type of things? Well, I hope you're prepared that I will do the same with my goddess. Because I have a lot to teach you. If you are willing to be my lover. Am I goddess? She isn't only just a nocturnal goddess. She's also known in other fields as well. Oh, sorry. Just your face looks so kissable there. I just feel so happy and have so much affection to give you. Aww. I'll be sure to give you a lot of affection. Out of everyone, you're an exception. Someone who was able to steal my heart and make me feel confident in myself. You are extraordinary in my eyes. Now get some rest. You had to get up early tomorrow to meet back up with the others. Yes, you may lay your head against my breast. I want you to be as comfortable in my arms. Oh, it probably looks really weird to see me smiling at you this often, huh? Thank you. It does make me happy that you like my smile. Oh, look at your face, covered up in black lipstick. Kind of figure as much that you want to keep it. And, sweetie, I promise you that I will always protect you as long as you're at my side. Of course. Not just as the paladin of the party, but also as your lover. I made a vow to my goddess that I will protect anyone that I cared for, and any innocents as well. And you? You are the priority on my list. No one ever hurts you as long as I am here. I love you too. Now get some rest, silly. I'll wake you up, okay? You need to sober up still. You think it wore off finally? Well, do you feel nauseated at all? I could give you another spell slot if you do. Oh, that's good. Last thing I want is for you to feel sick or ill, or have a headache. That's good. Oh. Sweet dreams, darling. Watch over you.